In a world that's always changing, staying informed is key. That's why you trust First News Now for your latest local news. When it comes to your finances, trust First United Bank for the solutions you need. Whether it's a checking account, home loan, savings goal, or business service, we're here to help you make smart financial decisions. This is Charlie Day, Market Manager at First United Bank, where our team always puts you first. Please stop by to see us today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 498-528.
So I am strolling around in Fredonia this morning at the corner of Wilson and Dora, and I'm with the Presley Lamb, who is a mover and shaker in Fredonia. He's a Baptist minister here and serves on the Fredonia City Council. And he is a ramrod down here. There's a lot of ramrods, aren't there, in Fredonia?
Yeah, I mean, more ways than one.
You guys get a lot of done. But we're strolling around an empty lot that the city has, I think the city has purchased it.
Yeah,
correct?
Yeah, the city's purchased it.
And it's soon to be a miniature golf course. So tell us about, you know, where this is at and what people can expect in the future.
Well, this will be part of Woodman Park, which everybody that's, you know, been to Fredonia about any event we have is familiar with Woodman Park. And this is something that we, you know, we want kids to have things during these events and even just during the summer, evenings in the winter, fall. And this is just something I think was just a, I don't know why it came to my mind. It's just one of those things you think, what would kids love to do? What would keep them busy outside, you know, kind of off their phones? And we thought, hey, a miniature golf course, you know, and that's kind of where it came from. And
this is about almost an acre lot, maybe pretty close to it.
Yeah, I'd say it's close to an acre.
And there's some trees on it. You're going to have these cleared away. And again, it's conveniently located right here next to the Buddy Rogers Park and the Woodman Park. And the park, you guys have done a lot of work over here since the storm damage, right?
We have, and we started on it before the storm damage, and then the storm come. So we've redone the pavilion and some other pieces of equipment in the park. And we got a pickleball court on the basketball courts here. Which stays busy in the summer, fall, spring, even in the wintertime, to be honest with you, there's still people over here at Woodman Park. So we're proud of our park. And this is basically where all the big events in Fredonia take place, either at our church or right here at Buddy Rogers Park. And of course, we're starting the renovation at Buddy Rogers Park this fall. And this will hopefully, you know, be in conjunction with that. And hopefully in the next couple of years, people would love to come to Fredonia just on a Thursday night, just to enjoy all the fun that's going on with the miniature golf course and t-ball, baseball, and all that fun stuff.
And part of the park renovation is going to include new lights and then a wiffle ball, is that right?
Yeah, we'll have two wiffle ball fields / t-ball fields, and we'll have new LED lights, which will light up. You know, you'll be able to see it from space, they say, but hopefully we'll be able to arrange them so we're not shining in people's windows. But it's pretty isolated down here somewhat from residential houses. Hopefully all the lights will be pointing towards the fields. But it's exciting. You know, we're excited for the next couple of years and just giving the kids something to do. That's what it's all about. You know, when I'm long gone, all this stuff will still be here and there'll still be kids playing on it.
Presley, what is the population of Fredonia?
About 300,
350. And probably 150 of you folks are movers and shakers. I mean, you have to be, don't you? Because you all have the Thunder in the Valley, you have the barbecue, what is the other event you have here?
The Summer Festival.
Summer Festival, yeah.
In August.
And man, that's a hot time, isn't it? Yeah, and literally it's pretty, hot when you get
more
over
more ways
here.
Than one.
Yeah.
But it's just, it's come back, you know, and that's, I know I'm old fashioned and probably, you know, but if you do stuff that's fun, family friendly, I mean, families don't have to worry about what they're going to get into or what's going to be said, or it's no politics, no, you know, arguing or, you know, it's just come out here and we're going to love on your kids and the kids are going to have fun. We just want to keep creating things that draw, you know, families here. And that's really what our, you know, really motivating factor is.
Yeah.
You know, the Lord said, you know, take care of each other, and we, what better way to take care of each other than give each other's kids something to go do and have fun.
And you've been here in Fredonia how long?
9 years.
9 years. You're a transplant. You actually from Graves County, I believe.
From Graves County. I come from a little town, Melbourne, Kentucky.
Yeah.
Where there's nothing there now. When I was a kid, that was one of the funnest places on earth. We had trade day and baseball and softball, and there's events going on at the Civic Center. Now, literally nothing is there. And
isn't that in Carlisle County?
No, it's on the McCracken County, Graves County line.
Okay.
It's close to Carlisle County. Yeah. And like I said, County Line Road runs right through the middle of Melbourne.
And similar to Fredonia.
Used to be a lot like Fredonia. Yeah. You know, there's businesses, stores, and now there's nothing there. Mm-hmm. And when people, you know, when they go elsewhere to take their kids to all these events, eventually nobody knows each other.
Yeah.
Nobody talks. Nobody wants to do anything together. And that's the only reason we're able to do all this stuff. It's because the local businesses and the local people kind of have the same, you know, vision that they want. You know, they want Fredonia to be a place where families can come and just have fun, and then grandparents can come with them, and they'll have just as much fun as the kids. Yeah. So we try to make it so everybody's got something that they can enjoy, and it's just continuation of that, basically.
Well, thank you for the tour around the suburbs of Fredonia this morning, Presley, and for sharing your vision with us. We appreciate it.
Hey, thanks.
Grab this week's Crittenden Press, and you can read a whole lot more about the plans that Fredonia has for this miniature golf course. You get more details. And also learn about a hayride that's coming up down there that's going to be pretty cool. It's going to include some history, local history, and you might want to be a part of that. So grab your newspaper this week and get caught up on what's coming up in Fredonia. And if you'll hang in here for just a minute, after this message, we're going to get back with some more news.
Bondurant Auctions is selling the property of the Mike Raley Estate. The auction begins at 10 a.m. on Saturday, June 21st in Providence. Featured items in the auction are tractors, 2 dozen guns, a boat, and numerous shop tools. Check out AuctionZip for complete photo and listing, or check out the press website at the-press.com. The sale takes place at 10 a.m. June 21st at 115 Farrell Loop in Providence.
Well, if you're tuned in early this morning, you still have time to get over to Crittenden County Middle School, where at 9 a.m. there will be a ceremony to remember the middle school, the old wing of the middle school. There's a going to be a formal event featuring former Mayor Mickey Alexander, Bob Cook, David Leneve, some folks who went to school there when it was high school, and Teresa Foster, who was a teacher in the building for many years. Of course, the building is being readied for demolition as the new middle school, which was built in back behind it, is reaching nearer to completion. The students will occupy that new school this fall when they go back in August. But the old wing of the middle school, and it was formerly a high school, originally built in 1949, will be razed, be taken to the ground. So this is going to be an opportunity for folks to go by and get one last look at it and hear about its history. Local historian Brenda Underdown will be there, as well as new principal of the middle school, Ashley Frederick, and other officials from the school district. So nice ceremony being planned out there. Drop by. It starts at 9 a.m. And the Crittenden Press will, of course, be there to provide coverage. And we'll have an article and some photographs in this week's newspaper. Well, as a reminder, Father's Day is coming up this weekend. And another reminder is that you need to check out your Early Bird, which is now fully digital. And in your bird, you'll find an advertisement from National Home Furnishings over in Madisonville, which has some really cool ideas for Dad. Check that out, as well as many other services and offerings, from Bobby Howard's Garage Doors to J&S Tree Contracting. You know, if you've got a tree that needs to come down, or in this weather lately, one that's fallen down and need to have it cleaned up, or maybe you just need a little trim like you get at the barber shop. And speaking of all this crazy weather we're having, severe storms and such, remind you that Terry Croft has concrete products like storm shelters. He has all kinds of concrete products. Terry's headquarters down in Salem. And if you're thinking about a storm shelter, he can build you one. You can also see Terry Croft's ad in the Early Bird.
Since the mid-1960s, Miles LP Gas has been meeting the area's propane needs. For pricing, call 866-427-5469 or visit mileslpgas.com.
In local obituaries, Opal Naomi Honey Jameson, 101 years old of Marion, passed away June 4th. At Livingston Hospital. She was a member of the Marion First Cumberland Presbyterian Church and the Eastern Star. And sports this morning is brought to you by Marion Recycling. Buyers of scrap metal open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. at 3700 Mott City Road. That's Marion Recycling, buying scrap metal right now. Postseason awards for Lady Rockets softball were doled out on Sunday afternoon during the team's postseason recognition ceremony. And Brody Rich, an eighth grade pitcher, was chosen as most valuable player. You can see the rest of the award winners in this week's Crittenden Press. In summer basketball action, that's high school action, they play a pretty robust schedule each year during June. The Lady Rockets were 3-1 last week. They finished the week with a split at Bowling Green, losing 37-33 in overtime to the event host, the Lady Purples. That was despite some dispute about the final score at the end of regulation. Nonetheless, that game lost in overtime, the only game they lost last week. Also on Friday, Lady Rockets beat Edmondson County 54-43. And earlier in the week, they had knocked off defending third region champion Davis County 40-31 and beat Hopkins Central, a semifinalist last year in the second region. They beat them 46-44. Now, the boys basketball team played a doubleheader on Thursday and another one on Friday at Union County and Caldwell County, respectively. They played teams from Carlisle County, Gallatin County, Illinois, Union County, and Caldwell County. Now, they didn't win any of their games, but they were kind of shorthanded. A lot of the guys, the regulars, were out for vacations and such, so in some camps, I think. Coach Kenny Jackson, the new head coach, tells me that it's going to take some hard work and some patience as this team tries to bounce back from a winless season this past winter. And to wrap things up, you'll want to keep your eye on the scoreboard today as Murray State plays Duke in a final decisive game in the Super Regional. Murray State has split with Duke over the past 2 days. Murray won yesterday 19-9 after losing the first game of the three-game series in that Super Regional in Durham, North Carolina. If Murray State can pull off another upset today and win, they will go to the Final Eight, the College World Series in Omaha, Nebraska, for the first time in school history. I hope you all have a great week. This has been Chris Evans reporting for the Crittenden Press.